Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Jimmy bringing us back. All Along the Watchtower, one of my favorites of his. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jackie Dryden is our guest, our new friend, Chief Purpose Officer at Savage Brands, savagebrands.com. She is the co-author, along with Bethany Andell, of a new book called Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line. Jackie, thanks for being here. We're talking about millennials, and one of the things that you've said in your work is that millennials, when they come to work, they're really more attached to their assignment than they are to the company or to who they work for. And that really illuminated something for me. I've seen that myself in working with millennials. I've seen them not really just being focused on their little silo. And even when I tried to put the whole company into context for them, to show them how what they're doing is part of the whole, they didn't seem to be interested in that.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, but think about where they came from. When they look at my assignment, they have been in school, and they have been focused on my grades, my classes, my GPA, my SAT, and it's all been based on singular performance. How well I perform depends on the effort that I put in, and that's where I get my reward. Then you bring them into a business situation where they are asked to be part of a team and do something as a group. And it's kind of foreign to them.
I keep hearing about how collaborative they are and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a different kind of collaboration. It's not the kind of collaboration that says, how am I part of something? What is my piece? What can I learn from someone else? How can I bring what I have and blend it with someone else's knowledge? There is this unfortunate view that I can get enough out of my brain to make it all work. And working for a company, learning from and respecting mentors, working side by side with people that each have something to say, is a new
right.
proposition for them.
Right. So another thing is, how do we reconcile the fact that on any given day, Jackie, you and any other management expert is telling me, a business owner, that I need to focus on getting my people to be more engaged, right? Engagement is the key to productivity and accomplishment in a company these days more than any. And yet I can't seem to get my millennials to be engaged.
Well, one of the keys to that, yeah, there's only
Can you see how that would be a confusing to a lot of managers?
Absolutely, because you look at the engagement figures, less than 30% of employees are fully engaged. That's kind of scary. 70%
yeah.
of your people are just coasting and getting by, looking for something different,
right.
looking for something better. But what they have shown is that one of the keys to engagement with millennials and across the board with all generations is to believe in a why. If they can believe in why you exist, if they can attach themselves to something that's more profound and something that they see that their effort can actually matter and make a difference, then employees will care more about that than they will about salary, advancement, title, or even pay. So, I mean, any of those other things that look like on the outside, well, if I just pay them more, if I just give them a better title, if I just move along in the advancement chain, that'll make them happy. That doesn't have as much to do with engagement and contributing as believing in a very strong and profound purpose.
How long is that going to work for them, Jackie? And I'm not being sarcastic or facetious. That kind of vertical thinking is not going to solve a lot of the future problems that the world has. Would you agree with that? How long are they going to be able to get away with that?
To get away with which part of it?
Well, you and I, I'm sure you're a lot younger than me, but you're not a millennial, and older generations, we grew up not only working, thinking about ourselves, but we grew up thinking about the organization and how to solve macro problems. And when you're as vertical as you're saying the millennials are, at what point in time are they going to start thinking, okay, there's a whole world out there I'm part of?
Yeah, a little bit of it is maturity. And wait till you get a load of the Z's coming in behind them. They are millennials on steroids. So this problem is not going to go away. And the more that I do believe that there's a dialogue here, and sometimes we're not listening to them. They do have some very powerful things to say, but we also need to train them to listen and learn from us. And I think this two-way dialogue is really founded on, what do you stand for? What do you believe in?
Right.
And can I subscribe to that? And if I do, then you've got me. And if I don't, I'm short time.
Well, I have to say, my last advice to millennials is, you can't live your life without context. You can't live your life with content only. And when you go to work for someone, that employer has your context. Drink it up. Beg them for it. Listen when they tell it to you. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that is absolutely right. I think that they can do a lot more listening and learning, and it will basically help an entire company when you get all of that coming together.
Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line is the new book. Jackie Dryden, good job today. Will you come back?
I definitely will, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.